Welcome everyone to Game Chat.
Oh my lord, this is gonna be forever.
Every time, Franco. Every time. Oh, thanks for the link. The Global Consciousness Project. Interesting. Yeah, so how's everyone's week? Everyone have a good one?
Yeah.
Yes, very good. Thank
Great.
You.
Go Great.
See Logan.
Okay. Oh yeah. So let's take a moment to discuss that. So it was really good?
Yes. Although okay. Although predictable, it was a good movie.
Like, we're talking, like, if you, like, do you, I love the X-Men movies, so, but I didn't like the other Wolverine films. Will I like Logan?
So, the Wolverine origin was crap and shouldn't even be considered.
Okay.
The other one.
That's the one that I saw.
I think it's called just Wolverine.
Yeah.
That one, as of right now, is probably the closest live-action anime-type movie you're ever going to get in the U.S.
Really?
Yes. And it was really good. Logan, while there is a ton of backstory missing through the movie that they continuously talk about, but it's a really good movie. It is so freaking violent, but it is good.
Okay. All right. I'm sold. Should I see Wolverine before I see Logan?
No, you don't need to.
Okay. All right.
I mean, the way they leave it is you don't even really have to have any prior knowledge to any of the other movies to really get this movie.
Okay. Okay. I think what sold it for me is I saw Professor X in it in the trailer. That's what sold it for me. I was like, I want to see this movie. I love some. What, Michelle?
Mason wanted to know if they referenced Days of Future Past at all.
Yeah. So there was some references to the previous movies, but it's kind of more of like. It's kind of more of like. Already known, I guess. That's the best way I could describe it, is it kind of references it, but it's just, it's, yeah. So, it's hard to describe without actually seeing the movie.
Okay.
Well, that's okay.
Okay.
When you said that, I was like, wait a minute, is that, okay, Days of Future Past is the X-Men. And Days of Future Past, P-S-S-E-D, is the Moody Blues album.
Franco.
Oh, man.
I knew the second reference. I knew the Moody Blues album.
Yeah. okay, so thank you for that assessment, Stanton.
No problem.
Okay, so episode 3 of Telltale Batman series. What did you guys think, generally?
So, knew what was going to happen. It was boring. No.
Franco, you're ousted. Bye.
If there was a ban button, she'd find it, yes. No, very, very interesting.
Yeah, I anticipated, you know, when they went to the hospital room and they saw Harvey, and I had to remember that Harvey didn't know their identities, you know, as Batman and Catwoman.
Yeah.
I had kind of forgotten that Selina felt responsible for Harvey getting his face melted.
Yeah.
But since he didn't know she's Catwoman, he wouldn't have known that. And then later when they're hanging out at her terrible apartment, I was like, oh, they're gonna, you know, and then like the next morning and then Harvey like busted the door and I was like, oh no. Yeah. he's one crazy guy, and they did such a good job with like him wrestling with his other self. Like, seriously, like I was genuinely afraid when he grabbed that knife. I was like, oh,
yeah,
he's gonna stab her in the neck.
Yeah,
yeah.
I loved it. That's all I have to say. I love this episode. Go ahead, Franco.
That scene was really well done. The whole apartment scene was well done. And like Michelle said, the slipping into schizophrenia by Harvey Dent was very well done as well.
Yeah, for sure. Stanton, what did you think?
So I'm having the same issue that I had with Wolf Among Us, where it's kind of a extremely weak first episode, and because of that, I'm just having trouble really kind of getting into the story, where it's drawing me in at points, but it's still kind of a, I don't know, just this part of me just like really can't get too into it and enjoy it. I don't know what it is, but it's also weird because I did choose to save Harvey during the debate, so he's not all disfigured and everything.
Yeah.
And I think because of that, it's even more sad to watch him struggle with the other half of him that was affected by that drug.
Oh. Okay, yeah.
Because on the outside, he's completely normal.
Mm-hmm.
But because of the side effects of the drug, he slips into that other persona. And he's struggling to repress it and not have it come up. And he's embarrassed by it, too.
Yeah.
So it's really sad to watch him fall, like, basically like a fall from grace, almost, in a way.
Yeah, yeah.
Because, you know, on the outside it looks like he has it all together, but there's this internal struggle going on with him.
Yeah. Yeah, so you were the one person that chose to save Harvey. So he was still in the hospital.
Yep.
And his face was okay.
Yeah, he had mentioned that, when you're in his office, he had mentioned that he was, or no. It was the hospital where he said that he was talking to a psychologist because that because of the drug that he was given, it's bringing up some past issues that he had. So, you know, and then in the mayor's office is when you first actually see it, because you're talking with him and then he gets upset and kind of slips into this sort of like Jekyll and Hyde type of thing, but more of on the emotional level than an actual physical outward appearance.
Okay. That's interesting.
Yeah, I was wondering how they would, if they would, they still may, you know, pop him into Two-Face, but maybe, I don't know, now I'm doubting that. Maybe they won't.
I don't know. I have a feeling that there's something that's going to inevitably happen that causes him to be disfigured, whether he does it himself or someone else.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, did Selena still show up at the hospital?
No.
For you?
So Harvey was like, he was kind of sad and depressed because he was like, you know, I thought we had something stronger, but I guess you know, she wasn't who I thought she was, or I guess I overthought the relationship that we had.
Yeah. Happens to the best of us.
Yeah.
When Harvey's seriously disfigured and Selena and Batman are hanging outside the hospital room, you know, she has flowers, and then she hands them off to Bruce, and is like, I can't do this, goodbye. And then when you get in to see Harvey, he's just like, hey, I gave you some flowers.
Yeah, with me, Bruce just walks in and has some flowers.
Yeah. Oh, that's weird.
He just gets him of his own volition.
Maybe maybe Selena was there and it was all off camera.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Or bad editing. They didn't want to redo that scene.
Yeah, exactly.
They're like, we'll just keep the flowers. It's okay for a guy to get a guy flowers, right? Yeah, that's good. That's good. We'll keep it.
Spent a lot of money on the on doing the 3D modeling for the bouquet, so they couldn't leave it out on that.
Exactly.
Yeah, don't you dare cut out my flowers.
Well, yeah, exactly.
Later, when you go to make out with Catwoman, and you can choose to either, you know, continue or don't, one of the we shouldn't continue this option is, what about Harvey?
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, Bruce, why don't you tell us how you really feel?
Yeah. But
what about it at all, is it?
My man crush.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know about. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So, did you guys? Well, I know Stanton isn't going to have an opinion in this, but did you guys discourage or did you guys encourage Selena to leave? Because it kind of gave you the option to kind of be like, yeah, I understand that you're not going in the hospital room, or you should really visit him. I don't think it made a difference, but.
No.
I tried to talk her into it.
Yeah,
we tried to talk her into it, too.
Oh, see, I agreed with her. I was like, I completely understand. I wouldn't want to see that guy anyway, so go ahead. Mm-hmm. You leave. Yeah. Mostly because
Harvey needs you. It's like, no, I don't want to.
You know, the funny thing that I saw when I was looking through the credits is that Selena is voiced by Laura Bailey, and Harvey Dent, is voiced by Travis Willingham, who both in real life are married to each other.
Oh, I didn't know Harvey. He did. So that's both from Critical Role. Yeah, he's.
So who does Harvey?
Travis Willingham.
Oh my God! That's awesome. Cool. Very cool. Sammy. Sorry about that, Sammy. That. You thought that we were missing this week. I know you have your microphone off since you're at work, but that's probably from the post that I posted. I probably wasn't too clear, but we're skipping next week, so we won't have it next week. So chapter 4, I'll explain all that later, but like chapter 4 we'll be discussing, if you can't stay very long, chapter 4 we'll be discussing on the 21st. With the East Coast. Sorry about that, Sammy. Sad. Very sad. Sad face. Aw. Well, it's a good one, Sammy. You have something to look forward to for episode 3. It's good.
Actually, that would be so good if Sammy does 3 and 4 back to back.
Oh yeah, Sammy, you can have like a Batman Telltale extravaganza and just play 2 episodes together. Smiley face? Question mark. I was okay if I can put down Horizon long enough. Oh, Sammy. I've only played like the first hour. That's all I've played so far. My life is in shambles because of it. I was looking at the choices here. With Renee Montoya. Oh yeah. Okay. So who did you guys help out first? Did you help out, Renee Montoya, or did you help out Harvey Dent?
I did Renee.
We went to help her. We went to help Montoya. And if anyone saw Facebook post, you saw how well that went first try.
Yeah, Michelle. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, no, don't blame Michelle. That was me.
Okay.
Yeah, like, okay, up, headshot. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm not fast enough.
No. But,
yeah, I was like, wow, Batman's bleeding to death.
Oh.
Sorry, Bats. So, Yeah, no, we went to her first and eventually got through that sequence. And so yeah, we just gonna let hey Gordon, go you go take care of Dent. We'll check out this other thing. Which really was kind of uneventful. I mean, you did some fighting and then kind of talked for a minute and said, okay.
Yeah. Did anyone go after Dent first? Like, I want to know if you got to see that fight.
No. No one did. Everyone went for the girl.
No love for Harvey.
No love for Harvey. We were like, well, he'll be okay. He'll be all right.
Took someone's face off with their hands. Like, I want
to
see that.
I know. Yeah. They described it later, and I was like, well, that sounds like an interesting... it's dang if you do, dang if you don't situation. If you help her, Harvey... Harvey handles it himself, but isn't happy with Batman. If you help Harvey, some officers get injured, and Renee gets angry with you. Ooh. Well, then I'm kind of glad that I went after Renee, then. Because Harvey, I could care less if he's mad with me, honestly. It's only a matter of time, guys. It's only a matter of time.
I know, that's kind of always in the back of your head. He's doomed anyway.
He's doomed.
I'm trying to extend it out as long as possible in this game. And see and how far like, it goes.
I will save Harvey if it's the last thing I do.
Well, I'm just more curious to see how far that actually goes before.
Yeah. No, I treat it like a Band-Aid. I treat it like a Band-Aid in part two.
Although, you know, I did choose to go for Renee and leave Harvey because I figured that the police would be more than capable of handling that situation, whereas... Renee went rogue and was by herself there.
Exactly.
So.
Exactly. Yeah. No, Renee. Jeez Louise. Always getting yourself into terrible situations. Yeah. Too funny. Okay, so anyways, yeah, so you did all that. Then you went back to your place and what's her name was there? The chairman woman. And she gave you like a butt drilling. She, you know, got into you. So I guess, so, and then she brings in your replacement. A what drilling? She brings in your replacement, Oswald freaking Cobblepot. What the heck?
That's where it's like, did Batman just jump the shark here?
Oswald like... freaking Cobblepot.
I know, the whole time I'm like, watch it be Oswald come walking in. It's like, oh, surprise, there he is.
There he is! The worst choice ever! Like, who... Like, okay, so... I mean, so... You're the Wayne family's dad, it seemed like a... You know, it seemed... That would be, like, the worst PR move ever. Like, I don't care what... Like, I don't care what the situation is. Like, to put this, like, nobody in charge of a company? Like, what... Well, like, so what are his accomplishments?
He wasn't actually... He wasn't 100% a nobody. He did have some companies in Britain or the UK that were semi-successful. But I think all of those were just a front for criminal activity.
For real.
Yeah.
They're going to have impeccable tax records, so...
Yeah.
Right. I mean, it's not like Gotham does anything right anyways. So, I mean, why not have, why not do this? Why not?
Yeah, I didn't expect it. I was just like, who are they going to get? I was like, who's going to, you know, how are they going to make this an affront?
Yeah.
How are they going to make this passable? And I'm like, Cobblepot, what the heck? Like,
yeah. Holy crap. That's what I was going to get to. Yeah, you could punch him, or you could kind of like back away with your tail between your legs.
I made him pick it up.
Yeah.
I did too.
Yeah.
I remained silent, which made him like because I stood there in like just utter silence the entire time, and he bent down and picked it up himself. He was like, "Here, let me help you with that." Oh, it's broken. I was like, I'm one of the few times I've ever wanted to just reel out and punch a game character.
Yeah.
Yeah. If if there was ever a character that Batman would break the code for, it would, at this point, it would be Oswald Cobblepot.
Oswald Cobblepot.
Yeah, I definitely regret not being more violent with him now.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't.
Why not, Stanton?
It's more of a play my hand when I want to, rather than just
true.
Throw it all away at one, all at once.
You true.
Kind of just kind of be the Batman, do the Batman thing, and just brood in the darkness and wait for my time to come.
That's so. Right. You do your Batman thing, Stanton.
Exactly.
No, I agree. I agree. I'm trying to play it smart. I'm trying not to, you know, get too emotional.
Sure. And,
with Cobblepot, you know, I'll say the left-handed stuff to him. You know, check into his past and all that stuff. And what about your revolution? You know, that's the choice I took. And definitely. Didn't shake his hand. It definitely was just same with Steph with the silent option on the
I didn't shake his hand. I just stood there. Yeah, the whole pocket watch thing, I was silent. And I wanted to hit him so bad. I just wanted to kick him. But I held my peace. Worst decision ever.
I think that not kicking his tail at the very end might have been decision. I don't know.
Yeah. So with Lucius, which I was surprised to see, good old Lucius, did you guys ask him to come and work for your, to work at Wayne Enterprises, to be his ally at Wayne Enterprises, to continue staying there, or to come work at the manor?
I had him stay there.
I didn't feel he was safe, you know, working around Cobblepot at all. So we had him come to the Batcave.
That's what I did.
That'll be good for an interesting. I needed them all. We need intelligence is the
that's funny.
Is the bolt, the stalwart of all strategic moves. You have to have your intelligence. So you got to have somebody on the inside.
See, if he was Morgan Freeman, then I'd have him come with the Batcave. But because he wasn't, I was just like, you know what? You can stay at Wayne Enterprises.
I don't want to see your face, Lucius.
Exactly.
I don't want to see your non Morgan Freeman face.
Well, plus there was some foreshadowing on that decision when you walk around Lucius's his office or whatever, the lab, and there's a picture of his kids, and you make a comment about his kids.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh boy, is this gonna? All decisions will come back and bite me one way or the other.
Lucius is gonna die. I considered the whole mole thing. I was like, maybe, but then when it came down to it, I was like, because he was saying that, if he stayed there as a mole, he's not going to be able to have any new equipment. Like, that's it. For as long as he's there, because he can't be working on Batman stuff while he's being a mole for the, inside the company. So I thought, well, do I need a mole, or do I need new stuff for my Batman persona? I'm going to go with the new stuff for my Batman persona. So, because Batman loves his new gadgets.
You know, it never made any sense to me why the movies and video games always use Lucius as the inventor of the gadgets, when actually it was Bruce Wayne that invented most of it.
That's what I thought. I mean, that's what a lot of some of the other versions, kind of promoted, was that it was Bruce Wayne that did a lot of the inventing. But then it wasn't until the dark, the Nolan series that I was introduced to Lucius. So is Lucius in the comic book, Sammy? I know he's...
He is. And he works for the company. It's right now, DC Comics is in this renewed stage where they're kind of revamping all their characters. It's called Rebirth. So it's kind of hard to say now.
Okay. So what did Lucius do if he didn't invent things? Yeah. That's interesting. I always just thought that was just how it was, that Lucius was the inventor. Or at least since the Nolan series, I mean.
He was a business manager at Wayne Enterprises.
Oh, he was a businessman. Okay. Gotcha. Gotcha. Alright, guys, down to the good part. Down to the good part. So, who indulged the whole Selina Kyle and Bruce Wayne romance? Let's get to the juicy stuff, guys. What? What, Mason?
We got started, and then it's like, you know what? We should stop. And
oh, like, no! You can't just stop?
Oh, I did. I was like, when it says, do you pull down the zipper? I'm like, all right, this is enough for me. I'm not making a decision, because I didn't know how far that was going to go. I was like,
I know.
What game is this?
Like, I know. Yeah, that I. Mass
effect, so he doesn't know.
Like, yeah. See.
What's behind that zipper?
Oh boy.
Yeah. I worried at first. I was like, I don't know where this is going, but I went for it. Yep. I went for it all the way.
I was full steam ahead. Pick a bow wow. Let's go.
I had her unzip, and then continued on.
Well, that was quite the gentlemanly thing.
You know, his shoulder was all banged up and everything. You didn't want to hyperextend it even further, you know?
That's true, you know?
Oh, my gosh.
It's going to be a peak performance.
Yeah.
Been shouting over here.
Yeah.
They were just, like, sitting on the couch afterwards, drinking whiskey like best friends, you know? He's like, do you have anything stronger than water?
Yeah.
Some milk, you know.
So what happened after you shut her down? You guys just kind of sat there?
Yep.
Oh, God. How exciting.
That sounds familiar. Just kind of... What'd you say, Sammy?
I see what you did there. That's not cool.
I think the... Did anybody take Alfred's advice and snoop around, or I didn't snoop around? I trusted her.
I didn't snoop around at all. I didn't snoop at all. I went straight for that refrigerator, and I was like, I'm just getting these bagels.
I looked around, but it was just like you were looking at her cat crawler thing, some paintings, and then you could take your bat Gatling gun back.
Or you could steal hers, too.
Yeah, or you could take hers.
I didn't even get my Gatling gun back. I went straight for that fridge. I was like, I'm going to trust her. I'm going to be like no other man I've ever known and just go straight for this refrigerator.
You really wanted those bagels, didn't you?
I really wanted those bagels.
I wish there was an option check expiration date.
Yeah.
Well, she told you to.
She has like a priceless painting that she stole. Attached to her wall by like pushpins.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Like, I remember we raised money for this painting, you know. It's like she stole it.
Selina does what Selina does. Selina does Selina.
Yeah, I like that she has like a safe in her little crappy apartment. It's like the most valuable thing there.
Yeah. Well, she has to. She probably has like some jewels that she stole in it or something.
Those all over the counter. We looked.
There was what on the counter?
Oh, yeah. There were, like, gems and necklaces. Oh. And he's like, I bet these weren't a gift. So, what about the part where she provided the chemical? You know, we kind of skipped over that part where... The rest of the chemical so they could go bomb that... bus station.
Yeah.
And she was the one that provided them with the last piece that they needed. Yeah. Like, I don't like how Batman totally didn't mention that. Like, hey, you potentially, if I hadn't stepped in here, you would have helped kill all those people. And then he's like, oh, you're so hot. Never mind.
Yeah.
Like,
that's...
I thought she had said that she was, she had her own plan on what she was doing.
She had it handled.
Yeah.
She never told us what that plan was. Like, I don't see what she could have done.
It's pretty sketchy.
We were too busy, guys. We were too busy.
Yeah. I wasn't.
There was too much else on Bruce Wayne's mind than some freaking chemical that she was helping with.
Got her cats on all the.
Yeah.
And she only had one cat.
She did only have one cat. I know in the cartoon, when I'd watch the cartoon, she would have like 6 or 7 just running around. I was surprised to see her in that warehouse.
I was pissed.
I was like, oh, no.
No, you're no. Go away. Shoot.
Yeah.
Yeah, and okay, so did you just sleep on the couch, Mason and Michelle?
Yep. She was in her room and I was on the couch.
Yep.
Okay, all right. That's cute. It's cute.
I did insist that Mason walk Batman around the apartment for an extended period of time.
Because Batman was in his underwear.
Yep. I was like, oh, keep looking.
Oh. Gratuitous. Gotcha. Gotcha.
You do know that if you choose to do it, it doesn't show anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're just going to the bedroom. That was, you know.
Yeah, it was just building up to it, Sammy, that at least I was like, I don't know how far this is going to go. I don't know. What is this rated again?
Right.
But yeah, I was glad to see that it kind of skipped over it. But
Batman's always seen Catwoman as his like the female version of him.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
He's always had this magnetic attraction to her.
Oh, yeah. Which I think is adorable.
We're totally friend zoned. Like, no. Ain't nobody got time for that. We both need to see a psychiatrist.
Wow.
Not at Arkham because.
Well, you can get a group braid if you get together.
That's true. Couples counseling.
Bingo.
Except not about being a couple.
Yeah.
In an alternate timeline, they actually get together and become a couple, and they kind of like retire and have a kid.
I love that. I need.
Who becomes a crime fighter?
I need to read that comic book series. Like I need air right now. Nice. I would eat that up. Okay, so guys, so the next part. Can I just tell you how freaking afraid I was whenever... Okay, so Harvey Dent comes in. You know, me and Selina, you know, or Bruce and Selina just woke up. I was trying to get the bagels. She shoos me into the bedroom. And then the stupid cat. I don't know if you could stop the cat from doing this because I missed the action. Like, you're supposed to press down. I didn't press down. I missed it. The cat flew out the door, and the door opens, and Harvey Dent looks up, and I about lost my crap. Yeah. I was like, oh, no. This just did not happen.
Doesn't matter if you hit down or not.
Okay.
But the other thing that I was sitting there watching this, I'm like, why are you standing by the door? Go further into the bedroom and hide.
He was in his underwear. He couldn't think clearly.
Are you kidding? That's what I was thinking. You're Batman. You should be in your suit out the window by now.
I know.
Men in their underwear, they just don't know.
Yeah. He obviously was thinking about something else.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. But I was pretty afraid. And what you were saying, Michelle, like, they did a very good job with that scene of Harvey Dent kind of fighting that other side. And as he was,
Oh, man. Yeah, when you grabbed that knife, I was
yeah.
Like, oh, please don't stab Selina. Like, you know, yeah. He's like, well, you're first. And I'm like, oh, God.
Oh, God.
Like, you're both in your underwear, and you don't have your armor, and he's a big dude. With
yeah. Yeah, he's hawking, man.
Did you wear him down, or did you, like, beat him up?
Oh yeah, I was easy on him because I sympathized with his situation because I was like, I mean, because he thought he had Selina in his pocket, you know, he thought he had Selina in his pocket. He walks in, his friend is with her, like they're both in their underwear. what? Like, what's, like, of course, you're going, you know, even if nothing happened, Mason and Michelle, you're going to assume the worst. Yeah. So, yeah, I genuinely felt bad for him, so I took it easy on him.
Well, he needs to be a better person and not jump to conclusions. I mean, come on. Yeah.
Really? Okay. Gotcha.
No, at this point, let's see.
So, you took it easy on him. Did he kind of just, like, stumble away saying that he's all alone and everything, or?
Yes.
No, he kept, you know, trying to attack, so he would keep talking, and then he would come at you, and then you'd, like, move out of the way, and he'd still smack his head into the wall.
Yeah.
So, but so then, yeah, when he's done, he's like, I'm so sorry. I can't control myself.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and I'm like, why are you apologizing to me? You found me with your girlfriend.
Yeah.
No, he should apologize. He's totally in the wrong.
I just thought to myself that what would have been great is, as he goes out the door, Batman would go, so we're okay then?
Yeah, right. Like, this is cool, right? So tomorrow?
Yeah.
Yep.
Coffee.
Yeah.
Yeah, I felt sorry for poor Harvey Dent, at least in that moment, because yeah.
Yeah, I went easy on him as well, dodging it, trying to talk him off the. You know, I'm you know caught red-handed, so to speak, but yeah, tried to talk him down.
Yeah, for sure.
The reasonable thing to do is, no matter what happened, convince him nothing did, because yeah.
Oh, it is kind of weird that, you know. He's just, you know, I think they're just boyfriend and girlfriend. He doesn't have a key. He knocked. You know, I just had my face totally screwed up, and I'm going to do a pop in on, you know, without calling.
Oh, yeah. And he was hideous, you know?
Yeah.
Aww.
Oh, yeah. He was like, oh, crap. Yeah. Well, it's no wonder I'm not sleeping with you, buddy.
Well, you know, I mean, and I was looking at that face. I was like, you know, that has to be like a health hazard. Like, it has to be unhealthy for him because, like, there were like bones and muscles showing there.
He's still supposed to be in the hospital for like another week, and he's like, nope, pulling some strings. I'm out of here. Yeah, he's totally open for infection and nasty.
And I'm guessing that he's supposed to probably wear that mask thing too, but he doesn't wear it.
Yep.
He wants to be free. He wants to be himself.
Don't scare the children. Come on, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, apparently Gotham City has outlawed plastic surgery since... Hello.
Yes.
The Huntress.
This totally needs to happen. Yeah.
I'm just glad that when he ripped that guy's face off, he didn't put it on his own.
Yeah.
Oh, my freaking goodness. Like, for real. He ripped, like... That was surprising, but he just... Like, yeah. Oh, yeah.
What did he do?
He ripped a guy's face off. Like when you go to it's what, like a, like, what is it, a crime scene?
Yeah.
And there's a policeman there, and Harvey Dent's like standing over there, like by himself, like, I don't know, like who knows, like rubbing his wrist because of whatever. But the cop is like, yeah, he ripped the guy's face off.
Oh, that didn't happen in mine.
Oh, no,
it just said that he like beat the guy up.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
I wonder
what triggered that.
I know. What choice? Like, yeah. Yeah, no.
Probably because he wasn't horribly disfigured in...
But Franco was
in the... Yeah, he's two-face in mine. And he didn't... No, he didn't rip the guy's face off. The guy was just beat up to a pulp.
Oh.
Yeah, no. This one ripped his face.
Yeah.
Wow. Hmm. Yeah.
Serious anger issues.
For real. Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh. Did you see who the second writer is on that magazine?
What?
Joe Stanton. Oh,
remind me.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Remind me, Franco.
There's an N missing.
Remind me, Franco. Who is Joe Stanton?
I don't know. I thought it was Stanton. I'm sorry. I apologize.
Oh.
Chris, rewind that, like, when you go to publish it.
Like, is this, like, relevant? Like, who the heck is Joe Stanton? Anyways. Yeah, so
and you get to the. Y'all are much better people than I am. The first time I played through episode 3 when the game first came out.
Yeah.
I beat the hell out of Harvey.
You beat him.
Well, I'm glad somebody did, Tammy.
Although I have to admit, go ahead, Sammy.
Sorry, I said why? Because I'm Batman.
Absolutely. No excuse.
All during this episode, I am thinking the same thought. I'm going the good route. I'm doing this. I'm being a good guy, and this better pay off.
It won't, Franco. It won't.
I know. And then at the last thing of 3, he charges it. The penguin. Yes. I'm like. You just invalidated all my choices.
Great lead in. So did you guys choose to go along with the teleprompter, or did you go off on your own?
I went off. Went completely off and
me too.
Exposed the penguin as being a child of Arkham.
Me too. Really? Me too.
How did that go? Yeah.
The chairwoman got really pissed off at you.
Yeah.
And then security escorted you off of the steps.
That's how I figured.
Really? But then did you still get drugged?
Yes.
Yes.
Did anybody believe you?
They were just shocked. It was the classic reporter response where everyone was gasped and started writing it down, but that was it.
Yeah.
You just look like a crazy person.
Pretty much, yes.
So that's why I chose to go along, because I figured
And I have to say, who called who was the leader of
you
the children
it,
of...
Yeah, you're right.
You called it. When I saw Vicky Vale and they put together that she was that freak, I was like, Stanton got it. Stanton was right.
I like how I said that, and everyone's like, no, that's just too obvious.
Yeah. Everyone.
Hey, I said Alfred.
Yeah. Sammy did say that it was a woman. He did give us that clue. Ooh.
Yes. Chris, I tip my cowl to you.
Good job.
Yeah. I really had no fathom. I seriously expected to be Cobblepot's mother still alive. Like some broad.
That's what I thought. Yeah, I agree.
And then, I agreed with that. I think you brought that up, Franco, and I agreed with you. But yeah, Vicky Vale, I was like, I'm glad I didn't trust her. I'm glad I didn't give her any information. Well, I'm not sure that it even mattered, but yeah.
I mean, we trusted her over Gordon. And then when we agreed to do the interview with her, that's when I got pretty uncomfortable. But I still didn't think that she was going to be capable of that, just like...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, when she pulled out the needle and we figured it was her, it's like, I'm pissed at you.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah. Well, I think because now I can't trust... I don't trust Alfred.
Why don't you trust Alfred?
She thought that Alfred was going to be the person. She thought that was going to be Alfred.
He was glaring at Batman, like when they were back in the Batcave.
I think that's just your imagination. Alfred would never. I told you guys last week that if Alfred ever turns, Sammy, has Alfred ever been evil in the Batman franchise?
Not in the comics, no. Very, very devoted to Bruce.
Yeah, that's what I thought. See, if Alfred all of a sudden turned evil, the entire world would flip in on itself. Like, I wouldn't know what to think anymore. Like, I would just go off and just cry in the fetal position in a corner for the rest of my life.
That would be such a betrayal to have Alfred be a bad guy.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Yeah, if anything, would totally ruin Batman.
He lied to Batman his entire life about the truth of his parents. His dead parents. He knew. And he didn't say anything. So that in itself was kind of a form of evil. It just takes, the right motivation.
I can understand that.
Because
what he said was that he was basically ready to leave that night because he couldn't stand by anymore. But then the parents were killed, so he was like, I'm going to make sure that this kid doesn't become corrupt like his parents.
Yeah.
I suppose.
And if the kid... I'm sorry, Sammy. Were you going to say something?
Sorry.
Sorry. Two things, actually. Anybody who's been even a casual, longtime fan of Batman would have a hard time believing that Vicki Vale was evil in the game, because in the current run of the comic book, she knows who Batman is.
Oh.
But he saved her life from Ra's al Ghul, and so she has swore to never say anything.
Oh, see, I didn't know that she was like a thing. I didn't know that she was a longtime character.
She's been in the comics since the 50s, off and on.
Wow.
And they revamped her in the 90s, because she would be there for a while and then she disappeared. And then when they started doing like Red Robin and having the old Robins come in and take on different roles and stuff, they made her a thing again. And
yeah.
She got kidnapped by Hush, who is a plastic surgeon that made himself look like Bruce Wayne.
Yeah. Oh, sorry, guys. Yeah, I think, was that in the comic book Hush, the graphic novel Hush?
Yes.
I actually read that one. It was a while ago, though. But, yeah.
And Alfred Pennyworth is probably just as deadly as Batman is, and nobody knows it. He's ex-British Special Forces.
Oh, yeah.
So that's where they got it in the TV series.
Yeah, he was a Special Air Service operative or something like that. It's kind of like MI6.
Interesting. Yeah, I know that on the TV series that he was, I mean, I don't watch it currently, but that he was very knowledgeable and very skillful and you know, but I can never tell in that series like what is actually canon and what is not. So, yeah.
Well, him being ex-Special Forces for Britain is actually canon.
Awesome.
Okay.
Awesome. Okay. Well, so he could be but it's he's a good character, Michelle and Mason.
Give me the stink eye, like.
Oh gosh! Now you're just. Squatting at flies.
Now you're just projecting, yeah.
I trying to hurry us along through some of the things. Like, are you done yet? You should probably go. I was like,
yeah.
Hey, settle down, Al. Right? I got more to look at.
I know. I'm going to get a screenshot where he was glaring at Batman. When he was...
Oh, jeez.
I'm going to replay it. And then when he turns out to be some crazy, you know, old supervillain, I win.
Michelle's like, I win the universe. I was right.
I love Alfred. You know, I just watched like the 1960s movie, and there's a part where Alfred gets to drive the Batmobile. So it's Alfred, and he puts on a mask, and it is underneath his glasses.
Aww.
Yeah, and he gets to drive the Batmobile.
Oh, I think I've seen that before.
Oh, Alfred.
It's on Netflix. It's hilarious.
Yeah. Have you seen the 1940s movie?
No, I think this was
66. Yeah, the Adam West and the...
Yeah. And Burt Ward, I think.
There's actually a black and white Batman movie from like the late 40s, really? Early 50s.
From the late... I have never heard of that before. That's interesting.
Yeah, I've watched about 5 minutes of that one. It's a little rough.
Yeah, wow. Yeah. Watch the 60s one. It's hilarious. Yeah, just running around with that bomb in his hand. Oh no, not the bomb!
Some days you just can't get rid of a bomb.
Some days.
You want to see something funny? Here is Alfred from Earth One.
Wow!
Oh, he is jacked. Why? Why is everyone so jacked? He's jacked. Commissioner Gordon's jacked.
Hey,
everyone's got the muscles.
Harvey
Dent's jacked in the game.
Mm-hmm. Apparently, Wayne Enterprises made its money in the fitness gyms.
Yeah, for real. For real.
Yeah. That's
yeah. Crazy. So what did you guys think about the mm-hmm. ending? Like about like Bruce being drugged and running towards the stage and yeah.
Man, I'm just pissed that we didn't have episode 4 like right then and there. Because we're doing them one at a time.
Nice. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Thank you, Sammy.
Yeah.
Oh, there it is.
Yeah, that was pretty brutal to have that kind of a cliffhanger. It's like,
I'm excited.
But no, I want to fight this drug. And like, yeah. Of course, it was the black.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Yeah.
Especially after Oh, go ahead.
When were you going to play episode 4, Steph? Like, you doing it before you go to Boston?
Or? Oh, no. I'll probably play it, because I'll be coming back on a Saturday, so I'll probably play it, like, probably, like, the Sunday after I come back, or on Monday. Yeah.
What were you saying, Franco?
You know, especially that, you know, the endings where you're leaping at them, it's like, and I tried, so during the speech, I was like, I said, I read the first, you know, I'm stepping down voluntarily, you know, and then I interjected the part where, you know, I'm not my father, which is what I basically said. And then I refused to even mention Oswald's name. I just stayed silent, which freaked everybody out. Like, can't you read the teleprompter?
Oh, you stayed silent.
Yeah, for the last part. The last one where you talk about Cobblepot.
Yeah.
I just didn't say anything.
Wow.
I went completely off.
You went
Yeah, off the reservation. That's what I did.
I spoke my mind.
That's right. That's right.
And look where it got you.
See, what's got me so curious is, you know, they drugged him, but in the comic books, Bruce Wayne has spent years building up an immunity to, like,
hundreds
of different poisons. So, I don't know. They're kind of going a little bit out of character.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I did find it a little weird that he was susceptible to that poison.
Especially after he already had it analyzed in his computer in the Batcave.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah.
True.
That's a good point.
Why wouldn't you build up something to? I mean, if he didn't already have an immunity built up to it, why wouldn't you create something that would have prevented from that?
Exactly.
In the comic book, that's what he would have done. The
oh yeah.
He would have done was created an incompetent.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. All the technology to analyze it, then he could break it down and.
Oh, good. You got a sample. Now make me an antidote.
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. Hey, that's what.
Really good point.
Yeah.
Well, I guess we just have to let him have his drugs so we can have our episode 4, I guess.
It'll be interesting. I'm excited.
Yeah, see, I'd be very, very interested to see how they spin or create this the backstory for this, you know, Vicky Vale / villain.
Yeah.
That has these electrical powers and, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure it's tied to Arkham somehow, but.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, what did you say, Michelle? Oh. Yeah. So next week. Okay. So we're not having the West Coast meeting this Sunday, but we're not having this one next Tuesday. So we're taking a hiatus for a week. So that means no game chat on March the 14th for you guys, and we will reconvene on the 21st.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I am in Boston, and yeah, so here we go.
You should come to Atlanta in September.
I know. I need to consider what I'm doing. So, with Game Church this year. But, yeah. Dragon Con would be a pretty epic one to go to.
Stephanie, you can't.
It's going to be my first one.
Without me. You can't.
I can't go to Dragon Con without you?
Yeah.
Well, then you guys, I mean, you know, you guys are going to have to come and go to Dragon Con.
Fair enough.
So, Sammy, this is your first Dragon Con or your first Comic Con?
It'll be my first con with Game Church.
Nice.
Oh, I didn't know. Okay. I just figured you'd been on another one before. Well, that's cool. That's awesome.
Crazy.
I was going to go to Dragon Con last year, but I had training the same time that it was being held, so I could go.
Yeah. Yeah, that will be, it'll be a big one. It'll be a big one, for sure.
Yeah, I'm gonna do that this year, and I'm gonna make that my only one this year, and then next year I'm planning on going to New York.
Yeah. That's the kind of thing that I'm kind of going back and forth about is whether to go to Dragon Con or to back to the New York Comic Con. So.
Cool.
New York is so much fun.
There's so many people.
Yeah.
Sardines, man. Sardines.
That's I said you're going to be like 3 hours from me.
That you're going to be sardines in the Airbnb with Game Church in Boston.
Oh God, we have so many people. We have so many people. Anyways.
Yeah.
But yeah, so guys, thanks for game chatting. Thanks for chatting about the third episode. It was a good one. I only look forward to chatting about episode 4. Hopefully it will be just as amazing. And hopefully it will keep Stanton interested.
Yeah, hopefully.
Big shoes to fill. Big yes. shoes to fill. Yeah, so you guys have a great 2 weeks.
All right, you too.
Oh, I gotta.
Okay. Toot us out.
Oops, hey, I tooted.
Are you